The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, I don't care if you're texting, tweeting, whatever you're doing. No, seriously, I don't mind. As long as you're involved, you know what's going on here. And you're talking about this show. If you're talking about another show, then I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do very much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that. Now, apparently, Mr. Obama is at it again. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. He has decided that, this is amazing. He said that Americans having guns is worse. You ready for this? Can you take this? It's worse than Islamic terrorism. Come on, think about that. He's talking about how bad he is talking about how bad Americans are with guns. Because, you know, we're out killing people on a regular basis. We're mass murdering like they are in some of the lands where ISIS is at. Right? Now, in an interview with Britain's BBC, President Obama said, isn't it funny, he's over there in another country. When he should be holding us up, when he should be talking about how great we are and what a great country we are. No, not him. Not him. In the interview, he said that that Americans having guns and observing their Second Amendment rights is far worse than Muslim terrorism. Now, Obama lamented that he has not been able to put an end to the Second Amendment and noted that Americans are worse than terrorists. Obama's exact words, just so we're not called out. If you look at the number of Americans killed since 9/11 by terrorism, it's less than 100. If you look at the number that have been killed by a gun violence, it's in the tens of thousands. He is incorrect, however. Yeah, I'm just sorry. It's just unfactual. Now, if you're talking about the gun violence by the thugs in Chicago, his hometown, that he won't even go to anymore. He's such a disingenuous leader. I could be worse with that, but I'm not going to. Now, in the lead-up to the statement, Obama mentioned that mass killings with guns, but did not mention mass killings or attempted mass killings in which those holding the guns were jihadists. Right? He said the United States of America is the one advanced nation on earth which we do not have sufficient common sense gun safety laws. However, it's not that America does not have gun control. Rather, it's that Americans increasingly see that gun control does not stop criminals from acting out their criminality. Yeah, the gun control laws don't help. Where has it helped? Because I know tomorrow I'll get these. Somebody will poke me or say something, you know, a school board member promoting guns. Well, you know what? If it keeps the kids safe, if it keeps people safe, sure, promote guns. Now, I don't promote guns in the hands of criminals. If you do, you're an idiot. But I do promote guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. That I do. That works. I don't care who you are, that works. Anyway, we were talking, you know what, I don't know why I jumped in that one. I'll finish in the other one, but that's how I roll. We're going to tell you. We were talking about, in the last segment, about that Noah's Ark. And again, I would love to see the, it says it'll hold, let me see. It's supposed to be, come on, Messina, you just had it up here. Oh, it's a life-size replica of Noah's Ark. He's going to take it out in the Atlantic Ocean. And he's going to take it from its port in the Netherlands to Brazil this summer. It's part of a multi-country tour. Now, he says he completed the biblical boat in 2012 as a religious attraction. It's going to have a 6,000-mile journey from South Central and North America and help spread the message of the Bible. Now, we want to allow thousands of people who are living in Brazil, underprivileged and orphaned children, to experience the hope that comes from this Bible story from the Bible that brought to life, Huber says. Now, according to Foundation's page, Huber's decided to build a megaship after dreaming that his homeland was flooded by a storm. I don't know what his homeland is, but okay. One that led to the creation of Noah's Ark is told in the book of Genesis. Now, taking a chapter straight out of the Old Testament, Huber said that he crafted this modern-day ark using the same measurements by Noah. But this thing could not have been cheap. Right? Oh, there you go. You already got that. It's described as being larger than a football field, stretching 410 feet long, 95 feet wide, 75 feet tall, weighs 2,500 tons. It's going to hold more than 5,000 people at one time, but hold your horses. He's not going to put any animals in there. I want to see him. Wouldn't it be great to see him try to get animals in there? Then you'd really know what the problem Noah may have had. As for being a potential omen of an impending flash flood that will wipe out nearly all civilization like in the Bible, Huber says, the ark will serve as a journey of hope. That's it. Let's not get stupid here. Anyway, after 2 to 4 years stay, the foundation hopes to swing it over to Buenos Aires. That'd be a great thing to see. That'd be a cool thing to see, don't you think? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. We'll be back right after this. Don't go too far. Let's talk about the woman who joined ISIS and got super bummed afterward. I'm sure. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Flockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Flockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Flockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You are listening. You're either listening or dancing. I don't know. One of the two. I am Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. But really, it is. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And not that I don't know what these people think. I'm not relishing in her demise, okay? Or I'm not thinking, yeah, you deserve it, check it out. It's not what I'm doing here. But I'm constantly amazed at these people who think that they're going to change the world by going giving an ISIS fighter a hug or a kiss or a... I don't even know. I really don't even know. Don't even know how to wrap my mind around this one. Now, a woman who joined ISIS... She's super bummed it's not as awesome as she thought it would be. Because we all know that joining ISIS is just such a real bad idea, except for her. Now, she was sold on the thought, so much so that she moved to Syria with her 4-year-old son to start a new life with the militant group. Now, think about something here. her son, did she not believe? Maybe that's it. What do you guys think? Maybe she just flat out did not believe that they use kids as bomb delivery experts. You think maybe that was it? Because I do. Because they don't believe anything that they hear or see. They have to. These kids all have to check it out for themselves. They all have to be bit on their own. Now, 30-year-old Laura, looks like Pisoni, she met her future husband, Osama Rayan, at a supermarket they both worked for. Rayan and Pisoni quickly became involved, with Rayan suggesting that the two move to Rayan's home of Tunisia as a family. Promising a better life in a state where Islam is the official religion, they made the move but eventually ended up in Syria to join, well, you guessed it, ISIS. She's there with her 4-year-old son. How does that happen? Now, Pisoni didn't realize that joining her husband in Syria with his new group of friends wasn't the perfect life she had hoped for, but was promised. When asked why the heck she stuck around, she said, "I was not forced to become a Muslim. I was persuaded. You just get washed away like trying to stand against a waterfall. Once I got through it, though, I really got to know the meaning of terror, I got to tell you. Don't go chasing waterfalls, people." Her words, not mine. It's a nice, what'd she say? It's nice that she wasn't forced to become Muslim, even though she eventually became Muslim. But the nightmare was already well underway, you know, because it's ISIS. She was not able to leave the house without her husband. That was foreign to her. No kidding, really? Well, isn't that better? I mean, that's why she went there. She went there for a better life, right? She could not hold her son in public without permission. What is that all about? Somebody has to show me where it says that. Her allowed hobbies were cooking, cleaning, and the house, and taking care of the kids. She could not use the internet or contact anyone on the outside. Come on, are you sucking us in? This is the freedom known as ISIS. This is the freedom that these people are, you know, they're laying it out there on the internet. These young people seeing this and thinking there's a real life here. She admits that the group was never violent to her. I'd have to think about that one. But she did say that she was definitely a prisoner. So how the heck did Pisoni get out in order to tell her story? Well, she kept most of the details quiet, but says that she was able to get a hold of a cell phone in secret and contact her parents who lived in Belgium. This led to an exchange between Belgium authorities and jihadists in Turkey. And they made a deal to release of Pisoni and her son. She did have a second child with her husband, Osama Rayan, but it sounds like Rayan wasn't letting go of his blood. However, the Belgian authorities weren't as understanding as Pisoni's situation. They were pretty firm on the thought that Pisoni aided ISIS members and fined her over $17,000 and gave her 5 years probation, as well should be. What do they not believe? This isn't a mistake. What do they not believe? What they read? What they see in the paper? Funny, so they don't believe what mainstream... don't get me started. So they don't believe what mainstream media has told them about Osama. I mean, about Obama. They don't believe what they've talked about as pertains to the email server. I mean, all these things that we see happening on a regular basis, they don't believe any of that. So it only stands to reason they don't believe about the ISIS thing. And when they get there, it's a whole different animal now, isn't it? Isn't that great? Let's see what else you guys have been making. Have some fun with. Boom. All right, here's one. Perfect. Here's the The president has, so he could say, you know, remember I keep telling you, it's a play on words most of the time. Right? And when I say it's a play on words, I mean, when you hear things reported in the news, White House press secretary or what have you, it's all on how it's presented, is it not? Now, the budget for deportations has grown. You've heard the president, you've heard his guy say a gazillion times that they've given a whole bunch of money to the Border Patrol to help them in deportations, to help them, you know, keep us safe, that whole thing. But what they're saying is, while the budget for deportations has grown substantially over the past 4 years, the number of actual removals has plummeted. Now, a new chart and analysis from the Senate Subcommittee on Immigration and National Interest, obtained exclusively, somehow, got in the hands of Breitbart News, they detailed the extent to which taxpayers are paying more and more and more and more and more and more and more for fewer deportations. More specifically, according to the subcommittee, while Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or also known as ICE, their budget for detention and removal budget grew by 25% from fiscal year 12 to 15. The total number of aliens it removed plummeted by nearly 43%. Why? That's because 92% of them don't show back up for trial. Trouble Senior House. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Yeah, I'll get your blood pressure up. Won't take me much. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. I love that. I love trumpets. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. I love that song. Why don't we just, can you put that on loop for 30 minutes? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you. For paying attention, for being involved, for, you know, getting engaged. That's how we get new stations. That's how we get bigger audiences. It's when people know you're listening. Right? Anyway, hey, I don't want to leave this hanging because I want to get right back to this because there's other stories I want to try to get done. And that is, we talked about the deportation, because we constantly hear from the White House about how much money we're spending on the border and deportations and, deportations are up. Well, according to the numbers, they're not up, Mr. President. They're actually down. But he must be using the same people for accounting that he uses for Obamacare. About how great it is and all that and how much money it's blowing. So the, let me see. Oh, yeah, here we go. The new chart analysis from the Senate Subcommittee on Immigration, it shows that even though the budget grew 25%, the deportations are down by 43%. Part of that is because they're not showing up, and we're not going looking for them. When they come over and we grab them on the other side of the border, we give them a notice to appear. They don't show up. We issue them a warrant. We do nothing about it. Now, in 2012, ICE deported over 409,000, almost 410,000. Okay? Aliens. 410,000. 181,000 of those were from the interior, 230,000 from the border. So according to the Department of Homeland Security, the number of both interior and border deportations steadily declined through 15 when ICE deported just 235,000. That is almost 70,000 from the interior and 165,000 from the border. Put differently, ICE removed nearly 43% fewer people. Now, the other side is going to say, well, see, that's because most of them went and got legal or went back on their own. That's why we couldn't deport them. Now, ironically, as the number of deportations the Obama administration carried out tumbled, its budget for removals and detention kept growing.
Right, so some committee notes that the last year the administration shifted $113 million in funding from ICE's removal and detention budget. Obama administration repeatedly pointed to the lack of resources as the reasons for the decline of deportations. Well, geez, they did more with less money. Oh, that's it. That's it, because the idea is to spend as much money as humanly possible. I don't have that mindset, so it's kind of freaky to me, you know what I'm saying? The Obama administration has repeatedly pointed to the lack of resources as reasons for the decline in deportations and its need for enforcement. The subcommittee chaired by Jeff Sessions, a Republican, says the decline is directly due to the administration's priority of skirting Congress to water down immigration law. Yes, that's true. Now, the dramatic decline of deportation is a direct result of the policies implemented by Obama. It's his way of getting around the plain law passed by Congress. The subcommittee's analysis reads, indeed, the guise was to assert that the government lacked the resources to deport more aliens. The former director of ICE, John Morton, issued a memorandum in March of 2011, which he outlined ICE's purported enforcement priorities and claimed that setting such priorities was necessary because ICE only has resources to remove approximately 400,000. Now, that's less than... God... That's less than 4% of the estimated legal population here in these United States. These are United States. Now, as the subcommittee notes, this resource excuse was also used to justify the Obama administration's executive amnesty programs announced in 2014, which the DOJ's Office of Legal Counsel wrote, the DHS has explained that although there are approximately 11 million undocumented aliens in the country, it has resources to remove fewer than 400,000 a year. We need money. And I'll bet you, if we did some digging, I don't know for sure, I'm guessing, but if we did some digging, I'm sure we would find out that some of that money went to refugees. Don't you think? Come on. Work with me here. That's what I think. I think if you really looked, you'd find out how much money was being spent on housing, getting them medication, moving them out, moving them along. And it'd really frost your buns, wouldn't it? It wouldn't mine. It just gets, the more we find out about this stuff, it's just the worse it gets, right? Here's a quick one I think we can get through. Oh, yeah, perfect. You know, because it's all about equality, right, people? Remember. Isn't that what we keep hearing? So here's a judge in Texas, an outwardly gay judge who's refusing to perform straight marriages, and there's no jail time. There's no media outrage. There's nobody standing on her, you know, courtroom steps. Now, an openly gay Texas judge says she refuses to conduct marriage ceremonies, even though it's law for straight people. Nobody's put her in jail. Nobody's held her in contempt. No federal judges tried to condemn her. Now, the Dallas County judge, Tonya Parker, explains that her decision at a monthly meeting for the Stonewall Democrats of Dallas, she said, "I do not perform them because it's not an equal application of law, period," she said. According to the Dallas Voice, a newspaper for the gay community, Parker is believed to be the first openly gay African-American elected official in the history of the state, according to the New York Daily News. Now, Parker told the audience that while she refuses to conduct the ceremonies, she explained her reasoning as follows. "I use it as many people based on the fact that they were not homosexuals, wasn't backed by any faith-based belief or anything any other opportunity to give them a lesson about marriage equality. I feel like I have to tell them why I'm turning them away." You can't. It's the law. That's what we heard. That's what we kept hearing. That's what was jammed down our throats, was it not? But you get to do it. Why? Because you're you see, I bet, now here, put down your rocks, because she's an African-American gay female. That is the only reason she's getting away with this, and you know it. Right? I mean, give me a different reason. Give me something else I can work with. Tell me where I'm way off on this one. Because if I was a judge, listen, whether I was gay or not, if I was a judge in Texas and refused to perform, heterosexual marriages, and I said it was because, you know, until they allow gay marriage, I'm not doing this, I should be thrown in jail, just like the woman was. But I guess it depends on what side of the aisle you're on. I guess it depends on what you believe or don't believe. Boy, how equal justice is handed out, isn't it? Bunch of yutzes. Yes, I said yutzes. I don't even know what it means. I do, but... All right, let's see. More crazy stuff. What else did I come up with? Oh, here's a good one. A Catholic college. The employee is being investigated by police for saying there are only two genders. Remember what I told you? I told you eventually we would make it here, didn't I? Now, blasphemy was committed on a Catholic university campus, and an employee at a Catholic school stated that her belief, rooted in Catholicism, that there are only two genders, an unnamed employee at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles, has been suspended, is currently being investigated for a hate crime by the university's bias incident response team. Why? She's denying transgenderism. Think about that. She's denying the Bible. I mean, she is affirming something in the Bible that says God said that he made them male and female. Because she's denying that, she's now up on hate crimes. Now, the unnamed employee at Loyola Marymount University will be investigated, and on April 14th, it says that the employee engaged, well, we'll hit it on the other side of the break. You got to hear this. This is just craziness. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Pleasure to have you with me. I never read nothing in a book. You know what I'm saying? Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-CHOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I can't. You guys, like, floor me with some of these stories. But I love them. You know, and the judge, I just thought, isn't that great? So even if I was on her side, as a white old man, somebody would take me to court now, wouldn't they? I wouldn't last that long. I'd need a lot of help at that point. And the reason, you know, this stuff just scares the bejesus out of me. Let's see. No, let's do this first. You know, if you missed the health care deadline, and, you know, everybody's freaking out about it, taxes just went by. We're not that far away from it, people. What are we, 15 days past tax day? And I know some of you went in late. You know that as well I do. Right? So you missed the health care deadline. You don't have any kind of health care. You don't have to worry. Because my friends at Liberty Health Share, as Liberty Health Share, they have the answer for you. Liberty Health Share offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. Already, I like the choices, don't you? Yeah, I'm not, as you can tell, I'm not one that likes to be told what to do. If you've already enrolled, but you just don't like the plan that you've had shoved down your throat, you know, they choose if you gotta put these little questionnaires in. You answer the little questions. You know, hopefully, you don't have one of the 11 exchanges that's going out of business or has gone out of business. And then they tell you what you have to get. Now, Liberty HealthShare gives you gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed. Look at every place you turn. So the government's hitting you up with mandates, hitting you up with penalties, hitting you up with high deductibles. And my friends at Liberty HealthShare are saying, no. We're going to give control back to you. You can manage your own accounts. You can direct your own health care. And you can still be in line with the Affordable Care Act. Now, members are exempt from tax penalty mandates imposed on individuals. Again, you don't have to pay any of those. Liberty HealthShare plans allow. Notice I said plans. They do. They allow their members the ability to choose. Now, I know I'm going to say this, and you're going to go, yeah, okay, we've heard this one before. But you can choose any doctor, any hospital, anywhere in the country. And I wouldn't tell you that unless it was true. This is any doctor, any hospital across the nation. It's your choice. Now, memberships are for individuals, couples, families. Now, I know some of you, you think Fido is part of the family. Fido is not part of the family. He may feel like it, and you might think he is. He ain't. Seriously. Until he's flushed in the toilet of his own, then we'll talk. Now, the, hey, where did you go? Yeah, I hate computers. Got to tell you, I hate them. If you're a freedom-loving American like me, and you're looking for contract-free, so listen carefully. You choose the date you want to start. Okay? You paying attention? You choose the plan that you want. You can quit at any time. You following me here? Right? You choose any doctor, any hospital across the country. They have all kinds of plans. It's contract free. How stupid can you be? You've got to pick up the phone. I don't know any way to put this. You've got to pick up the phone. It makes absolutely no sense for you not to. 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237. You could actually head over to the website, which I don't have trouble doing. I like the websites. You know what I mean? I'm an electronics website kind of guy. No, I know. I hate, you hear me say it all the time. It's true. I do not like computers. Pain in the butt. They force you to do things their way. That's the thing. You know, they keep saying it gives you freedom to do what you want. No, it's not true. But I'll tell you what, you want to talk to a human being here, 855-585-4237. You can head over to libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org to get information. But 855-585-4237 if you want to talk to a live person, right? Okay, so back to the back to the Catholic school. Catholic school, and I said this was going to happen. I said that from a freedom standpoint, that this was going to happen. What next? A pastor in a pulpit? I'm not kidding. I'm serious. Right? How does one deny, from a religious standpoint, at a religious college, at a religious school, telling her kids that God says he created male and female, period? Really that simple. And that's so wrong. It's so bad and it's so wrong. Now, Carlia claims that the posters for Rainbow Week were taken down and placed behind a garbage can. She has not accused the unnamed employee of taking down the posters. So I don't know why it's her problem. Reports that the three students reposting signs that were allegedly taken down. Now we're seeing a little rise, right? In these phony hate crimes, are we not? Come on, be honest with it. We are seeing a rise in these. Where they're getting caught, doing something wrong, not us. Now the Los Angeles Loyolan reports that the three students reposting signs that were all allegedly taken down were approached by the employee from the alumni relations office. She approached the students about the LGBTQ plus issues and voiced opinions on differing sexualities, expressing that anti-LGBTQ signs should be put up in place of the student signs. The accused also referred to one of the students as a man, even though the student had informed the employee that they identified as gender neutral. Unforgivable. Just unforgivable. And the employee told me that I was wrong. And why do you go to a Catholic school? Why would you go to a Catholic or a Christian or a faith-based school and expect them to change scripture for you? Are you bigger than God? I mean, this is why I say to you with the millennials and others, why they're so lost. They're bigger than God. He wrote the book and they don't agree with it. I had an argument. He says he's going to post the interview, but I'm going to play it. And once he posts it, I am going to play it because here's the deal. He tried to tell me he was a Christian, but he didn't believe the Bible. Are you a Christian? Because I believe I follow Christ. But you don't know what he teaches. You're right. But he was a good, peaceful man. How do you follow somebody when you don't know what his teaching is? He believed the Bible was just full of stories that he didn't have to follow. He didn't have to listen or pay attention to. I'm like, really? So I could be a Muslim and go to a Catholic church every week? Is that what you're telling me? That's where I go to worship and get taught. I could be a Buddhist. Maybe go to a Muslim church, right? What do you think? Or mosque. They have no concept of reality. I've written about this. There are no definites to the left. There's nothing that's a definite belief one way or the other. The only definite belief that they have is they definitely believe that you can do anything you want to do. Say whatever you want to say. Be whatever you want to be. The employee, too. Others, her husband and a witness on the phone with her at the time, have called the actions by the so-called Catholic school a distortion of facts and disturbing. On April 16th, an email forwarded to the California Catholic Daily, the employee's husband blasted the Loyolan for a distortion of facts around the incident, saying his wife told him about the entire incident the same day it happened. The students were hanging up signs promoting pansexual orientation. The husband wrote, after the employee discussed her traditional Catholic views on love and sexuality, it was the students who suggested that the campus ministry place a sign promoting the Catholic idea of relationships next to their signs next year. After the dialogue, everyone shook hands, my wife included, and they walked away. Right? They want to talk more later on, but not then. The girls expressed out loud how much they enjoyed the opportunity to dialogue on these subjects with my wife. The witnesses who overheard the conversation was Anthony A.J. Gonzalez, one of them. He posted his account of the incident online, blasting the university for taking the guilty until proven innocent stance. Good for him. I mean, seriously. You know, people, bottom line is, you got to fight back. Do not let it go. Yes, it's that important. You may not think so, but it is that important. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Never give up. Never stop fighting. Do not let them win, and do not let them direct the conversation. Again, you've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can sign up for my email. There's a lot you can do up on the website. Please get involved.